Now we will.
Good
It is 5:02.
afternoon, everyone. We'll go ahead and start our meeting Tuesday, January the 16th. We'll call the meeting to order. Can we have a roll call, please?
Certainly, Director Duncan.
Present.
Director Salzman.
Present.
Secretary Lee.
Present.
Vice President Young.
All present.
And President Simon.
Present. Our next Pledge of Allegiance, please. Director Sheila Young, would you mind?
With my gravel voice?
We would love it.
Of course. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Members of the public, no one present in person. Anyone online?
There's not.
No one online. Great. Thank you. Consent calendar. Does anyone have any comments on item 5.1 or 5.2?
I'll move approval of the consent calendar.
Second the motion, Director Stelzman.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? No opposed. The motion passes. Unanimous. Next, we'll move to committee and authority reports. First is Solid Waste Director Duncan.
Okay. Give me a moment.
21.
I know, and I was like, okay, Rita, I thought you were ready. I know, I'm really fast, huh? Okay. The Solid Waste Committee met on January the 8th. The meeting was called to order at 9:30. Director Young, General Manager Dang, and Solid Waste Program Consultant Natasha Brown was present. There was no public, so there were no comments. The committee reviewed the status of the Solid Waste Strategic Goals and found them to be in order, and they are listed. Then we reviewed the public education and communication. Brown reported that for the month of December, 19 businesses were provided program assistance that included right-size waste management service, signage, staff training, which was one person, information on SB 1383, and multifamily tenant kits, 150. The monthly trash talk session via Zoom. In August, there were four attendees. In September, there were 100. In October, there were 40. In November, there were 40. And the December 27th trash talk meeting was rescheduled for January the 10th. The committee accepted the report. Then we reviewed the container monitoring program. And I asked if waste management recycling education representative Perla could be the contact, could help contact the residents that have received multi incidents as she does for the commercial customers. Brown responded that Perla God. That Perla would not be able to assist due to her outline duties in the franchise agreement. Brown also said that she would continue to monitor the incident report for any anomalies and contact the residents that have 10 or more incidents. And if you see the report, you could see that we had 203 residents who had two notices. We had 41 that had three notices. We had four that had four, and then we had five that had, I'm saying that wrong, one that had five notices. So anyway, that was why I had asked the question whether or not Perla could assist in following up with those individuals who had two notices to prevent them perhaps from getting the third, which they, after starting today, that they would have to pay a fine. In any event, the committee thanked the staff for their work And the meeting was adjourned at 10:01. And I will entertain any questions.
Julie. I just want to make a comment. Thank you for the report. And of course, every time I read this, last month was the first time we presented it. And there were some other legislative offices that had questions. And I shared this information along with explaining the contamination and how it works. And of course, we also interface with staff, and we have very happy customers as a result of that. So I want to thank staff for the work that they've done in communicating with our customers, but also, you know, sharing this information with other legislative offices.
Virtually, any other comments? Okay, thank you. No other comments. We'll move to the next item, which is Director Lee, Special Districts Association report.
Okay, thank you. The Alameda County Special Districts Association was held on Wednesday, January 10th. For those of us who didn't have food coma, I think all of us did. We actually had to get to the meeting at 7:45 a.m. for the Continental breakfast, and the meeting started promptly at 8 a.m. It was at the Alameda County Water District, located in 43885 South Rimmer Boulevard, Fremont. The presenters were James Gunther, who was the board president, and Ed Stevenson, the general manager. What they showed, basically their mantra for their company is basically reliability, quality, and affordability. By the numbers, how they got there and what the water supplies were. The district was actually formed in 1914 by a bunch of farmers who felt that they needed reliable water sources as well as a fire district. It serves 105 square miles, 344,000 population, 87,300 service connections, and it covers basically the cities of Fremont, New York, and Union City, and I think also a bit of Sunol because that covers that area too. As noted, it was put together by the farmers back in 1914, 24/7 ops and emergency response, fire protection, watershed, and groundwater resources. Their water system, there's three major facilities for production, 900 plus miles of water mains, 13 storage tanks and reservoirs, 31 regulator and booster stations, 8,763 fire hydrants, and 12 standby and emergency services. Some of the milestones in 1930, urban water distribution. In 62, received water from South Bay Aqueduct. And in 64, they began receiving Hetch Hetchy. The way their water is dispersed, they get 40% of their water locally from the, the Delta. And 40% are locally from brackish water, which they actually use desalination and some degree of RO to a certain extent. And then 20% they receive from Hetch Hetchy. It's interesting that they actually gave some numbers. The Hetch Hetchy cost them $2,000 per acre foot, which is quite a high number because the brackish water that they use, that they combine with the Delta comes out at about $200 to $400 per acre foot. And they said that if they were to move towards desalination of basically the bay with the salt water, that would cost them more than $6,000 per acre foot. They showed us basically their conservation programs and their goals. They are aware of some of the housing demands by RENA, and they're looking to obviously 15% conservation rates during droughts, and the customers have no problem stepping up. They talk about the Niles Cone groundwater basin is gravel packed, and it's roughly at about 300 feet deep. That's where they pump into. They do have some degree of salt water intrusion, but they try to mitigate that as much as they can. Of course, they do their all banks with desalinated water. They provide a whole bunch of different slides. I'm still waiting for the slides, but then they gave us some projections of how much countries are spending by the trillions. And the USA is at the top, I think, at 23.3. I'm not sure if that's the trillion dollars or something like that, but second was China at 17.8, Japan at 5. They're still working with more on the Delta conveyance because the Delta is at risk. And then they talked about other programs, including building fish ladders, because when they built the dams, basically it impacted a lot of the fish who migrate upstream. And of course, they couldn't migrate upstream. And so that source was blocked. And they spent years building the ladders. And they can see on a daily basis 8,000 fish basically going back and forth. They don't tag the fish, so they don't know if it's the same fish going back and forth, but it's about 8,000 fish a day. Water quality, they're dealing with PFAS, everybody has, and that's an area that I think a lot of us have been hearing at CASA, and also microplastics. They are stewards of the environment, and they're part of the Fish Passage Improvements Program, which I just described earlier. They're focused on reasonable price and also development fees. Their bonus topics that they had, they talked about their smart meters program that they're putting in place, which they can read remotely. And they noted that since the 90s, their use per capita is down 40%, which is incredible. That's a great number. I think I covered all the other areas. Then we went on to the LAFCO discussion. The LAFCO representative wasn't there, but then they were noted a regular meeting that was going to be on the next day. East Bay EDA membership exec committee meeting tomorrow. No updates on that. And of course, CISDA, Colleen provided some updates, development fees initiative, the special code for special district and federal register, state budget by the governor, which is going to be what's going to be later that day at 10:30. And there will be a synopsis by CSDA, and we will have our annual dinner, I believe it's on March 21st of this year. So, you know, if you're interested in going, please let Patricia know. And for that meeting, thank you, Sheila. Sheila's going to be working to get a keynote for that annual dinner. Any questions?
Please, Director Duncan.
I didn't know how many residents do they serve?
Sure. I have the number written down here. Or typed down more so.
I heard
800,000. There's 87,300 service connections and 344,000 population.
They serve mostly Fremont, Union City. Everything in East Bay Mud does not cover.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And they use a lot of Hetch Hetchy water.
Yeah.
As well as Delta.
20% Hetch Hetchy water, 40% local water, and 40% Delta.
Thank you. That was it.
Any other questions?
Director Lee?
Thank you.
Next, we'll move to Personnel Committee report. Director Stelzman.
Sure. The Personnel Safety and Public Information Committee met on the January 11th, 4:30 p.m. At which time I called the meeting to order. Director Lee and myself were present with General Manager Dang and Admin Services Manager Janetta Luna. No members of the public were present. We reviewed the status of our strategic goals, during which the committee requested to bring back the report for the Flush Right campaign related to the amount of impressions the campaign received. That would be presented to the committee at a future date. We then reviewed the KPIs. At this time, the staff confirmed with the committee that once the board approves new strategic goals, our general manager will meet with staff to present the committee with new updated KPIs. And Director Lee also inquired about the effects of illnesses on the training members. The staff confirmed that no outbreaks have happened, but that some staff have been out ill during the last few months. Accepted that report, and we went on to a recruitment update. Currently, there's two positions open. One is the field engineer position. It looks like there's a potential candidate for that job at this time. It's still in progress. And another new opening is for an electrical instrument technician. Is that the right title for that one?
Yes.
And that's the beginning phase for recruitment. We had staff and director comments, and I adjourned the meeting at 4:42 p.m. Questions?
Question. This relates to, we had a workshop on the lateral replacement program, and if that program were to move forward, we were going to potentially hire new people. Can you remind me when that's coming back to the board for discussion?
That's planned to come back to the board sometime in August this year with the implementation plan. So at that time, the board will have another opportunity to actually approve that plan, which will also approve positions being laid out to and the resources required to implement that program.
Okay, and when will that come back for approval, approximately?
August.
August is the plan, but it's coming back to us for approval, or do we approve it in August?
That's the approval day.
Oh, we approve it in August. Okay. And then when would it be implemented? When would
the implementation? Well, the plan right now is a two-year implementation plan. So the first year will be developing the actual program, developing the ordinance that needs to get approved, developing all the parameters behind that program, and also hiring an engineer to start that process. The second year is when we actually, hopefully by then, we'll have an ordinance complete and actually adopted by the board. Then we go into full implementation. The second year, we'll have a second person hired so that we can actually perform all the inspections being required by the program. And of course, along with that are the resources and the budget adjustments, anything else that's required along with that program.
And when will these positions be discussed in this committee?
After the program's rolled out, actually.
I'm just asking about hiring staff.
Continue to ask more questions.
Okay.
If you're going to ask more questions, we need to put it on the agenda for discussion.
Okay. Well, just a personnel question. Is this coming to the personnel committee? That's kind of where all these questions were culminating to.
I think it would go back to the committee originated at, which I believe was the operations committee. So it would go there first, then to the board, then any positions that require any additional resources required would then, as they happen, would come through personnel, absolutely.
Great, thank you. Because I know that those are new positions, and you don't bring a lot of new positions to Oro Loma. I'm looking forward to it happening. Thank you. Yes, Director Duncan.
Just please remind me what the electrical instrumentation person is going to be responsible for.
Currently, we have two staff in those positions now. One is retiring coming April, and we're backfilling that position, that vacancy. And that individual is responsible for all the maintenance of any electrical or low voltage gear within the district. This includes electrical panels, switch gear, sensors, anything related to all of that.
That's part of the maintenance?
Yes.
Thank you. That's it for me.
Thank you, Dr. Stelzman. So that completes item 6. If we can do an approval of committee minutes for entry into district record, do we have a motion?
This is Director Lee. Move to approve.
Director Stelzman, second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. Unanimous. Next, we'll move to item 7, new business. Jimmy, would you like to kick this off?
Yes, this is to accept the project as complete and authorization for the general manager to direct the filing of a notice of completion for the Consolidated Operations Building Art Plaza. This, as you may recall, is an extension of the Consolidated Operations Building where we expanded the scope for the landscaped area and the implementation of the purchase of the art sculpture. So all of that work has been completed and they met all the punch list requirements. So now it's time to file a completion with the county.
Nice. Any questions or concerns?
I would just like, if I may.
Please.
I just wondered, thank you for having the project come in under budget. And if there are no other questions, I'll be happy to move to accept as complete.
Just one question for clarification. Is the funding for this Art Plaza, this came directly from district funds. There's no loan on this. Is that correct? As well as the ops building itself.
That's correct.
Okay. No further questions for me.
I have a question. So, well, comment first. I'm very excited to see this completed. Nice job, Jimmy. And also coordinating with Castro Valley Sanitary. I know they had a lot of input there, and you very well incorporated that and came out really nice. My question has to deal with the public and sharing this beautiful plaza with the public. And I know we have some security constraints on accessing the area. First question is tours. Do we still offer tours of our plant?
Absolutely.
How much traffic are we getting on those tours?
Anywhere from 5 to 20 people at a time.
Or how often?
Quarterly.
5 to 20 people. Okay, good. Now, any other opportunities? Just throwing it out there to, besides once a quarter, to open up our plaza, or I know we've got security issues. I got it, but such a beautiful spot. Any other opportunities we have to open it up?
I'm sure we can talk about it. I don't have anything on top of my head right now.
Okay. I'll maybe raise it as an item at the end for future discussion, or just be nice to find a way to open this up to the public a bit more. Thank you. Do we have a motion? Oh.
I'll second.
Okay. So we have a first and the second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? None opposed. This item passes unanimous. Last item for the day, item number 8, staff director comments. Jimmy?
It's just a reminder that CASA is next week, so for those respective board members who are attending, I will see you there. And lastly, I did want to mention the weather has been fantastic, and I know that some people's perspectives on the rain isn't the same. However, the way that the rain is being broken up and the amount of rain we've been getting is an absolute plus for the treatment plant. So I do want to acknowledge that. So we've been able to manage the weather very, very successfully. Other than that, that's it.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Any other staff comments? No? Okay, we'll go to Director Stelzman.
Just hope my colleagues here have a good trip at CASA next week and bring back some valuable information to share with the rest of us. Thank you.
Director Duncan?
I just want to thank Jimmy and Patricia for a lovely dinner last week and gift as well. And it was good to be with my colleagues and just have to drive up the hill instead of a whole bunch of crazy places. I really appreciate it and look forward to CASA next week and another great year. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Lee.
Well, I like to echo those comments, and I'm still full from that day. So it was
wonderful. You should be 22 pounds day.
Yeah, but it looked more like 28 ounces. It was not a 22 ounce day.
I know.
But a wonderful meeting. You know, we covered some good things. Obviously, the art plaza. I'll be interested in that discussion. It may be some opportunities for, you know, virtualized tours where we can have like a 360 camera go through, but I'll leave that up to staff. Wonderful meeting.
Thank you. Vice President?
Well, instead of turning myself on, I turn myself off. I don't, sometimes I feel like I have to make things up, but I agree with Rita. We had a great dinner meeting with our colleagues and the staff, and we're very grateful for that. We missed you. Sorry you couldn't be with us. And thank you for the short meeting. Even though you were, 25 seconds late, we're going to get out in 30 minutes. Right. I have nothing else.
Thank you. Nice meeting. Echo comments to my colleagues. And again, work just cranking out. And thank you, everybody online, for your support, Alex, and all the staff. Thank you. A few items I wanted to bring up for consideration of the board for future agenda items. And none of these are urgent, so however Jimmy can plan them in our schedule. The first is I'd like to, and I know we just finished the travel policy, but I noticed something in there. I was considering going to Washington, D.C., CASA, but not able to attend, but looking for a future attendance. I think if we can update that policy to have discussion to include for travel lodging, if we travel, I would say pick a line across the continental divide or something, East Coast, for example, that a night stay would be included in the travel policy if we travel to the East Coast, since it's a long flight back and flying, you know, late at night is not the easiest. That way someone doesn't have to come back to the board for specific approval of that. So wanted to see if we can get a initial approval to add it to a future personnel committee.
Thumbs up or thumbs down.
The personnel committee.
I'm not sure what the language currently says to address that. Does that, I have to review that, but I think we can discuss it. Yeah, we can look at it.
Yeah, it doesn't address it, so yeah.
I don't have a problem addressing it, but I will remind the board that if you stay an extra day, that's a gift of public funds. And unless it's in our policy, we can't do it. But I don't have a problem discussing it at personnel, but I'm not in favor of it.
We can discuss it.
Sure.
Yeah, you can have the thumbs up to discuss it.
Correct.
Awesome. Okay, thank you, Jimmy, for including that when you see fit. Next is, I noticed in our policy, it states in order to bring an item up, this is in the handbook, guidelines. It states that to bring an item forward, to add it to an agenda, it must be brought forward in a regular meeting. And I think it would be helpful to speed things along sometimes to bring it up in any board meeting, such as the end of a workshop. If we have comments, we could give a thumbs up or thumbs down if we want to bring something forward, just to move things along faster. So that would be an update of our board guidelines. Thank you. Can we get a thumbs up to add that to a future discussion?
I'm not sure why we need to do that, Fred. I think we're just adding more work on top of more work.
I'm not understanding.
He wants to add the ability to put things on the agenda to a workshop. So in other words, right now we can do it at board meetings. We only have one workshop a month, and sometimes we don't have any. So I'm not sure why there's such a need to
okay.
do it.
Okay, let me explain why. This came from the DC conference that I wanted to attend. And if I were going to attend, because that policy is not clear whether you can stay the night of the conference on a long trip like at East Coast.
Oh, well, the conferences end at noon, though. So there's nothing to
not,
bring.
Not, well, we'll have to see.
I've done this for years. Anyway.
So if there's an urgent item for making travel arrangements or whatever it is, it's just a matter of changing two words in the council handbook to say that instead of a regular meeting.
Well, it's a district board.
Excuse me, the board meeting. Any meeting that you could add an agenda item, not just a regular meeting. It's not a hill to die on, but just to make things more efficient.
Well, but it makes more work for the staff to have to bring it to a committee, discuss it, change the policy, rewrite it, and redo the book. Well, it seems like such a...
Well, if you plan ahead, and I'm not saying any of these items are urgent, not urgent at all, but at some point, the board guidelines are going to come back. So when they do come back, if we could at least add that for discussion, that's what I'm asking. Not extra work for staff, but once the guidelines do come back, if we could consider it. Do we have a thumbs up or thumbs down to consider that the next time the council handbook comes? The board guidelines, excuse me. Thumbs down, Rita. I'm okay either way. Down. All right, that one's down. Here's my last one. More public access to the Art Plaza, as I briefly mentioned during today's meeting, and to add that for future discussion at either one of the committees.
So We just approved that. I mean, didn't we just ask him to put that on the personnel?
Just as a reminder, we did approve the public access areas policy at the last meeting, which identified areas that are allowed the open to the public and what has limited access. Are you asking to revisit that policy?
I'm asking to look specifically at the Art Plaza.
Specifically, right, so currently that policy addresses the consolidated building and the training room, which will include the Art Plaza, as a limited access area only, where when we have a public meeting, we can open it up to the public. Aside from when the district has a public meeting, there's no public access to the area currently. So the question I have is, are you asking us to revisit that policy that was just approved to look at that area again for additional, to recategorize that area?
I would say yes, in addition to looking at more opportunities to educate our youth, educate seniors, just to share more information, not just what our restrictions are and what access is, but if we have any more educational sharing opportunities.
Well, just so I'm clear, to what to put on the agenda, those are two separate items. One is allowing access and one is providing education to the public.
Okay.
I just want to be clear. I want to understand what you're asking.
Yeah, so okay, two separate items.
Okay, so that I'll leave that to the board.
Didn't we just talk about trying to find a way to either add more tours or bring people in? If we do a tour of the plant, don't you always take them by the consolidated operations building, right?
That's where the tour starts.
And then you could point out the Art Plaza. That's what I thought we were going to talk about in some committee, was adding more tours or ways to get more public to come and see.
That's why I'm bringing this item up.
Well, no, but didn't we just talk about it and now you're bringing it up again?
I thought we have to add it as an agenda item in order to talk about it.
I thought we just added it to the personnel committee. Wasn't that where it went? You brought it up at the very end of the meeting.
I was not aware that it was included now. I thought that at the end of the meeting, I'm trying to be as transparent, bringing things up as possible.
Am I dreaming this? Didn't we just talk about, you asked him if we still did tours? Right. And he responded that we have anywhere from 5 to 20 people a month or a quarter or whatever it is. And you said, can we send it to a committee to talk about adding more tours? And you said, would, or you could, or you might, or I'm sorry, now I'm confused.
And then he said he agreed with it.
Right.
Yeah, you're not dreaming.
Oh, okay. I'm not dreaming.
But then Fred did say, then I will bring it up in September.
There was no thumbs up, thumbs down at that moment, and he was going to bring it up now as an official thumbs up, thumbs down.
Okay, so now I need to know, what are the two things you're asking?
Jimmy, do you mind repeating the two items that you described?
The first one was, do you want to staff to revisit the policy to reclassify the training room from limited access to something else? That's the first discussion point.
So training room, you mean Art Plaza?
Art Plaza training room, yes.
Okay, yes, that's the first item. The second,
get a thumbs up or thumbs down on that one first and then move.
Sure.
So mine is a thumbs down.
Okay,
the second one. My understanding is that you want staff to consider providing more educational opportunities for the public about what we do.
What we do, and also the Art Plaza and whatever educational opportunities you can get out of there.
What kind of educational opportunities could you get out of an Art Plaza? I'm just trying to understand.
Can I add something?
Yes, please.
Maybe the first step would be for us to do a little bit more communication on what we do, instead of creating additional stuff. I mean, people are always welcome to come to our meetings, number one. And we have our workshops in the wonderful room. And maybe we need to
do a little bit more outreach. And then we have Natasha doing wonderful stuff, educating people. So I think right now there's enough pillars for us to maybe elevate some of the things that we're doing instead of maybe creating more stuff. Yeah. I understand what you're trying to get at, but if we're not, instead of adding something, if we're not leveraging and building what we do have, I think that's a missed opportunity. That's just my two cents.
A great opportunity to discuss the outreach portion and educating folks is through the communication plan. And that's scheduled for an update this March in the board workshop. So staff will be bringing that up to the board to look at. We will be making suggestions on updating that plan, and that will be a great opportunity for the board to chime in.
That sounds very reasonable. And thank you for your input, Director. You're very constructive. Thank you. Yes. My objective is just to get more information out to our public. And you're totally right. We have so much out there already, but how can we better leverage what we have? That's it. Just trying to do good for our community. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for your participation and your support in this meeting. And we will adjourn at 5:38 on that clock. 36.
Thank you much. What is it? Atomic clock or whatever.